We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery.
The artist of the day is the greatest theme songs for a TV show of all time. I believe that was the Big Bang Theory, if I'm not mistaken. Had to throw it in there. Okay. I couldn't do them all from the 80s.
A lot of people love the Big Bang Theory.
Couldn't do them all from the 80s.
That's a great song.
Had to throw in a current one.
Okay.
Don't forget, tomorrow we are at the Lee's Summit 54th Street Grill and Bar as we spend Friday afternoon with you, and it would be an honor and a privilege if we can spend that Friday afternoon with you. As is common practice on this program, we won't name the company. We try not to do that. But Dana received a past due account bill in her mailbox.
In large, angry red. You know that gives me anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Past due account, it says. And I will just say it's a medical provider.
Yes.
Okay, but I won't give the name of the medical provider.
Okay.
You owe them some money, Dana.
I do. It is past due, actually.
It is past due account, and they're probably going to put this onto your credit forms. You owe, and the last time they billed you for this was on May 14th of last year. Mm-hmm.
Super in arrears.
2018.
I'm in arrears.
The statement date here is November 27th of 2019. The payment is due. Actually, it's due today.
Mm. Not going to happen. I'm going to miss that because I'm on the air.
She owes. Get ready for this amount. Don't know how you're going to afford it.
It's actually true.
30 cents.
Oh, Dana, and you're so close to payday.
When I opened that, my first thought was, oh my gosh, did I forget to pay a bill? Because I am manic, crazy OCD about paying my bills. That's mm-hmm. why my credit score is stupid high. Mm-hmm. And then I looked and it said 30 cents. And I thought, you know what? On principle, I am not paying this. I know it's probably an automated system that if you owe any amount, they automatically pay more to send the notice to tell you you owe us 30 cents. Here's the other thing.
The stamp costs 47.
I'm not writing a check for 30 cents. I'm not doing it. I don't even know that I would know how to do that. Is that point?
You could probably go online and pay this, Dana.
No, I'm not doing it. Because then I would have to debit my account for 30 cents, which I don't even know that they will let me do that.
Do you or do you not owe this company money?
I owe them 30 cents.
Let me ask that question again. Do you or do you not owe this company money?
I do. I owe them 30 cents.
And you're refusing to pay it?
Can you buy anything in America for 30 cents?
They will send you to collections. I got sent to collections
You've
for $2.48.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm dead serious.
He's not kidding you. That's automatic. I actually think you should pay this.
How?
Just go online. They have an online thingy.
I don't think you can fill in point.
They've got an address.
Why don't you just call them and then you can pay over the phone?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call them and ask them if they have a payment plan and if they're willing to work with me.
Well, somebody says they will ding your credit for 30 cents.
You have got to be kidding me.
I actually, as we were laughing about this off the air, I got to thinking about it. Credit companies don't care whether you owe $1,000 or $1, what they do know is that you didn't pay a debt. You owe 30 cents. And it's due, by the way, today.
How much did you owe, Sam?
It was like $2.48 or something.
And then
it was
what
nothing.
Happened?
They sent me to collections because I got three letters from them. And mm-hmm. it goes to my mom's address, so yeah. I technically didn't get the letters.
Right.
And then my mom gave me all the mail. And the fourth letter from them was actually from a collections company. They sent me to collections for less than $2.50.
Now, do you know what it costs
now, what you,
a company?
What you can to run something through a credit card.
No, to employ a collection agency to track down $2, they're probably paying thousands of dollars.
Well, here are two ways that I think you should handle this.
A quarter and a dime?
No, that would be a quarter and a nickel.
Oh, a nickel. Sorry. Keep the change.
Give them 30 pennies.
I wish we wrote this stuff, but we don't.
Somebody said you can tape 30 cents to a postcard and mail it to them. Is that true?
But it's going to cost you 45 cents to mail it.
Right.
And however much the postcard costs.
Can I walk in with a quarter and a nickel? I guarantee you the answer is no. Medical establishments are not cash businesses. That's not a cash business.
One thing you could do, and I'm actually being serious here, is it costs them several dollars, if I'm not mistaken. Those of you who own a small business can tell me what it actually costs to run something through a credit card company.
Look at all these people coming.
Because you do have to pay. What you could do is just call them and say, you know, I'm willing to give you my credit card number, and you can charge my credit card or my debit card or whatever 30 cents. But it's going to cost your business $2
to do that.
Just to run it through the credit card company. Or do you just want to forgive this? Or you could be a smart aleck and you could walk down to their office, and their address is right here.
I'm going
to
ask them if they'll work with me.
And say,
and ask them if I can make it in installments with a completely straight face.
Is there any way we
can
put this on a payment
plan? Can I speak to somebody in the business office?
But I think you do need to pay this, and I think you need to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I will pay you 1 cent a month for the next 35 months, and we can call it
interest.
30 months.
About 30, a 30-month plan, like my car. It's just so funny. Do you know why I owe them 30 cents? Because I guarantee you the bill was like $186.30, and I just wrote it for $186, not looking.
Somebody says it's 4% to run the card, so they would take, the credit card company would take 1.4 cents.
Okay, I'll call and tell them to, I will call during the break and you can just watch the process unfold. Okay. I'll call during the break.
I think that's a good idea.
Got a past due notice.
I got a past due notice and
can I make that in installments?
It's very angry looking.
It's got red ink on it.
And it says I owe 30 cents. I'd like to pay that with my credit card.
Okay.
Did it come in a pink envelope?
I don't remember.
Because when they're really mad, they send it in a pink envelope.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I missed a payment on any bill, Scott. I just don't do it.
Well,
except for this one, $0.30.
This says that your past due account is due on 12/12/2019.
All right.
And I'm looking at the computer, and today is 12/12/2019.
I'll call during the break.
But they billed you originally in May of 2018. How long have you been carrying this debt?
I don't know.
But they will turn you over to the credit companies, and then you're screwed.
Okay.
I'm surprised they haven't, since it's from May of 2018.
Right?
It's only been 18 months.
Probably dead started meat. Out as 10 cents.
You deadbeat.
Probably interest
it's
now.
Growing. It was actually 7 cents in the beginning, and now they're like, we're going to show her.
That,
now
that
you owe 30.
Is older than Wicket's kid.
Wow. Didn't even see that one coming. That debt is older than Wicket's kid.
Now we know what we're calling this hour.
5767.
Debt is older
than Wicket's kid.
I got it.
5767798. 5767798. Dana Wright got herself a bill today. It was a past due notice. She owes 30 cents.
Has this ever happened to you?
What have you done about it? Can this really negatively impact your credit score? Because you won't pay 30 cents? Because Dana's initial reaction was, I ain't paying that. That's stupid. The very stamp that the bill came in was worth more than the bill itself. The company wasted their own money trying to collect 30 cents. 576-7798.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Don't you know? Don't somebody you writes know, in. 22980 on the text line. BPU. Now, I have no way of knowing if this is true or not. I'm just taking the man or woman's word for it. BPU, my power company, turned off my lights because I owed 25 cents. Now, that is dumb. If that is true, that is dumb.
Is it true because it's automated and no one is sitting in an office making the call whether or not you do or don't?
But a human being has to turn off your power.
Well, but it's an automated system that leads to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. So if I owe 30 cents, the automated system doesn't know if that's 30 cents or $30,000. It just knows I owe.
For all of you wanting us to have Dana call live on the air, we cannot do that. That's against the law. Tanya in Independence. Hello, Tanya.
Hey, Scott. How are you all today?
Well, we are doing better than we deserve, and I thank you for asking.
Well, you're more than welcome. Hey, Dana, it could get even more obnoxious if you really wanted to.
Okay.
I work for a medical insurance company here in town.
Okay.
And I do appeals and grievances.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, sister, that could buy you 30 days.
You want me to appeal it and grieve it?
Sure. You can just write an appeal and say, I don't feel I owe this. And here's what's sad. I actually get these letters.
Do you really, from people who owe 30 cents?
Oh, maybe not 30 cents, but I mean, like, we're talking literally maybe $10. Or, you know, and at that point, it's like, I will pay the $10 if I don't have to type this up.
If I don't have to deal with you. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you really could get more obnoxious about it if you really wanted
well,
to.
Well, I'm not going to do that because I'm the one that worries that it's going to affect my credit. I'm going to pay it.
And the sad part about it, it will.
Yeah.
So,
Whoa.
You think it will?
Wait, Tanya, you said you're in bill collecting. Is that correct?
No. Oh. I work for an insurance company. I do grievances and appeals.
But it is not beyond comprehension that this medical establishment that billed Dana for 30 cents, which is less than what the stamp cost to send it, they could turn her into her credit company, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it would ding her credit, would it not?
Absolutely.
And a 30-cent bill is basically the same as a $100 bill as far as a credit company is concerned. You did not pay your debt.
Correct. And here's, you can appeal it if they did hit it on your credit, but then that's another 30 days that, you know, and then they could come back and say, no, she owes it, and they won't take it off. I mean, it's stupid.
Wow. Thank you for the call. And
hey,
I know
you're welcome.
At some point, we got to get to Ron in Raytown. I have always wanted to talk to somebody who does this for a living.
Let's go to Ron in Raytown. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Well, we're doing well. Thanks.
Okay, so Dana, here's the thing. If for some reason they would send the collections, the first thing you do is you get a collection notice, and they have to provide what they call validation of the debt. If they can't prove that you owe it, then you don't owe it. What I would do with them is before they send it to collections, I'd call them and say, could I get a settlement, please? And try to get a settlement on that 30 cents. Maybe knock it down to 20 cents and just pay them.
Well, but let me ask you this, Ron. You were in collections for 30 years.
I was in collections for 15, yes, ma'am.
Okay. How do you do that job? Did you ever, like, because you would have to feel bad sometimes, or do you just look at it like, this is my job? Because we've heard horrible, like, recorded phone calls where people are so mean, and they berate the people, and they are cussing at them, and I'm sure that's not how you did your job, but how did you do that job?
Well, I'm not in it anymore, so there was a reason I got out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think of it like this. 9 times out of 10, the people do owe the money, so you approach it like this. If I can get them to pay it, it helps the company, and it actually helps them because it's going to help their credit. So you kind of go into it with an attitude of, I'm trying to help everybody here.
Right.
As far as the yelling and cussing, I honestly never did do that because it doesn't get you paid. It just gets you hung up on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right.
But no, you treat it like, this is my job. This is a valid debt most of the time. Let me try to help these people to pay it so the company benefits, I still have a job, and the person's credit gets cleaned up. Because, you know, at one time when I was in college, I had debt collectors calling me.
Yeah.
And
you know, if you...
Are there companies that say to the debt collectors, you have to get a certain percentage of people to pay or you're fired? Like, do you work on a quota system?
The last job I worked at, I was at for 4 years. And basically, yeah, if you didn't collect a certain amount of money per month, you, first of all, it was a hourly plus a commission job, and you couldn't live on the hourly wage. So if you didn't collect enough, you weren't going to be able to stay anyway to live on it. But yeah, eventually, if you weren't doing your job and you weren't collecting enough money, they would get rid of you.
But wait, you're incentivized then to really go after the people because your job is on the line.
To be aggressive,
which is, and I'm not saying you were, Ron, but that's where we end up with these callers who are just horrible when they call.
And you know, part of it, guys, is a lot of your collectors are, there's no real training or skill needed for it. They'll take anybody. So you've got a younger person who's on there kind of feeling their oats, and they're saying, oh, yeah, I could say this and this and this to this person. But the laws have gotten so tight now where people are just hiring lawyers and left and right if somebody collects a debt wrong and companies are getting sued left and right.
Hey, Ron, real quick, because we got to get to the news.
Sure.
What percentage of the people that you were calling told you to go blank yourself?
Not a whole lot, to be honest with you. I had a couple people ask me where I was, so they'd come up and kick my rear end, and I gave them the address, and none of them ever showed up. But I'm also 6'4", 250 pounds, and probably could have took care of myself pretty well.
Ron's like, bring it. I don't care if you pay your debt or not.
Come on.
I had a guy once, I told you this, it was years ago, and they
kept
calling.
I'll take your wallet.
You know, these are cyclical, and I kept getting calls to support police.
Yeah.
And I would say, our tax dollars support police. I support police in a lot of ways. I'm not giving some bozo on the phone $20 to support police. And I didn't say it that way. I just said, we pay taxes. We support police in a lot of ways. You know what he said? Oh, so you don't care about law enforcement. I go, what?
576-7798.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed.
Hey, telephone number here is 576-7798. So you called the
straight to voicemail. I'll go online though.
That wants 30 cents.
Yeah, I'll go online.
And this is your final notice. The bill is due today.
It's due today.
And you got voicemail because tomorrow it's going to the credit company.
You know it is.
They're gonna say,
"I'll call."
Glenn in Platte City. Hello, Glenn.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. So this is what I suggest. I suggest you pay the bill, but send them a cashier's check for 30 cents, and have them put on the cashier's check, acknowledging that by them cashing this check, this is the stupidest bill they sent anybody. And that way,
you got
proof that they acknowledge, if they want that money, they still have to cash that check, regardless what the check says.
I understand what you're saying, Glenn, but what's funny to me is, this doesn't bother me at all. I think, is it silly? Yes, it doesn't bother me, but it doesn't bother me, and here's why. I 100% believe it is an automated system that generates these letters.
I agree.
And the system does not know if it's 30 cents or $3,000. The letter just goes out. I'll pay it. If I owe it, I pay it.
I acknowledge that as well. It probably is an automated system. Nobody actually sees that. Somebody's got an envelope stuffer just stuffing this stuff in the envelope and it's going out. They don't even look at the stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
I don't want to make more work for anyone in an office that has to deal with people who actually have debt that are struggling and who are really trying to work something out. Like, I'm not going to get in the way of that.
I would like for you to give them one more call in the next break just to see if you can get through.
Okay.
Because I'd like to get this resolved and give everybody an update on where you are in paying your outrageous 30 cent debt.
I want my $2.
Before the end of this hour. Todd in Independence. Todd, hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
We're doing well.
Oh, good. It was just kind of funny. I was paying off. I got tired of my credit card debts. So I paid them all off. And so when I called up the credit card company and I said, how much do I owe exactly? They gave me my amount. And I said, okay. Now, I want this to be exact because I'm going to pay it right now over the phone with you. Is it exact? Yes, sir. This is how much you owe. I said, okay, great. I paid it. 2 months later, I get a bill in the mail for one penny. One penny.
One.
1 cent. And then, so I called them and I said, Yeah, you sent me a collection notice 2 months later for one penny. I said, I asked, you know, if you could possibly please make sure that I was paid up in full.
Yeah.
And so they go, well, sorry about that. We'll try to get that taken care of. I said, well, if it's the penny that you're asked for, just take it. Here's my card, my debit card. I take it out of that. Oh, we can't take anything out for less than a certain amount of money.
I knew it, Todd. And that's why when you said just pay it, you can't just pay a 30-cent
bill.
No,
you can't. You can't. They won't accept it.
So how do you pay them?
I didn't. She said, I will take care of this myself on my end. And I said, okay, would you possibly be able to give me a call back and let me know? Here's my number.
Right.
Call me back and let me know that one penny, because I do not want to go through this again. I don't want it to hit my credit. And lo and behold, I did get a phone call back from them saying, I did take care of that penny. I took care of it myself. But she wasn't allowed to do it. Somebody higher up apparently has to take the one penny off.
Huh. Well, I'm glad they got it off for you, because you're right. You don't want the call 6 months later saying, we're taking you to court and your credit score is now 300.
Yeah, well, now you owe us 7 cents. You know, right. Sorry about that.
Right, interest.
Yeah, but, you know, I just thought it was funny. And but like I said, they will not take your debit cards. They won't do it.
Yeah.
So the only thing, I guess you can just write a check for 30 cents is all you can do. Or just go, well, I don't even know how I can go in and pay it at a medical place. I have no idea how to do that.
Well, we have an address. I mean, we know exactly where they are.
I can just walk in with 30 cents, which I'll do.
Which is a nickel and a dime.
Right.
I know. Or three dimes, you know, how you want to work it, you know.
And a nickel.
Hell of a lot of
time. I just thought it was funny. And once I heard that, I just happened to turn on my radio when I got in the car, you guys were on, and I overheard it, and I went, oh, I got to call in on this. I just got to let her know that they would not take my debit card for a penny. They said they couldn't. Impossible.
Well, hey, Todd, since you got into your car and we just happened to be the station of choice, let me thank you for listening. And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for my birthday's coming up, too.
Oh, happy birthday.
When's your birthday, brother?
December 24th.
December 24th?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, okay. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Let's unpeel that onion.
Yeah, where'd that come from there, partner?
Oh, you know, I've done it. You know, that was, it's fun. It's a ride. But, you know.
You tried it and you failed and you're not going to do it again.
Oh, I'm pretty good at it, though. I'm pretty good at failing at them. I really am.
How many times you been married, man?
Now people are going to know they're talking to him, especially if they listen to the show. They're going to.
Well,
go, oh,
your name
crap.
Is Todd, is more, and you're calling in from Independence.
Wait, is it more than three?
No.
Okay.
Is it three?
Yeah.
You suck at marriage.
That's
man.
All good, Todd. It's all good.
Oh, no, I'm a great husband. I just don't, I just probably.
You got a broken picker, do you?
No, I've never really wanted, like, I don't want a big house. I've never wanted a nice everything. And my wives wanted all that, and I just probably couldn't provide it for them in the manner that they wanted it, you know?
Aww. Well, Todd, you keep trying.
No,
I mean
no,
that.
No,
yes.
No, hey.
No, I'm don't good. Keep trying.
I'm good. I am content. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm getting ready to go to the movies by myself with not anybody to go. Where are you going? Why are you going there? How can you get it done?
What movie? So. Wait. I like you. Hang on. What movie?
Where are you going? Where are you going with? Are you going back?
If you're going to Frozen 2, you're a weirdo. So what movie
I
are you going to
I am not.
See? All right.
Jumanji 2.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that one.
All right.
Yeah, it just opened today, and that's where I'm at. So.
You enjoy your day, and you have a happy birthday, Todd.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. You guys are awesome. I really enjoy your show. Thank you so much for keeping me on this long. I appreciate it.
God bless you, man. It was a pleasure. It was
you,
our pleasure.
You call in anytime.
That guy was fun.
Is it more than three? No.
Is it three? Yeah.
Hey, at least he was honest.
Somebody said, my dad has been married 7 times,
woo!
And I'm being serious.
Wow.
What's your dad's name? Larry King?
By the way, Dana said picker with an I, like when
picker.
You choose something.
You have a broken picker.
Yeah,
no.
The text line is asking if she said something else.
No, a broken picker.
Picker with a P, not a D.
We all know someone with a broken picker.
And some of us have broken.
With an eye.
I don't know how this show gets ratings.
I don't either. Honest to God.
That's what we're going to call the whole year-end podcast. That's the name of it, by the way. In quotes.
And by the way, did you notice when Dana said, do you have a broken picker? Gotta be careful here. She went full-scale southern Mississippi.
Do you have?
Do you have a broken picker, do you? I mean, your inner southern whatever thing it is.
You think so?
Just did it again.
I did not. I know when I do it, and that wasn't it.
That happened.
Sam, go back during the break, if you would be so kind, and isolate when Dana said,
I have a broken picker.
You got a broken picker, do you?
Mm-hmm.
And she went, Rebecca, am I right? She went full-scale southern Mississippi. And I was just like, what the hell just happened over there? You look good in that hat.
Thank you. I wore a hat because my hair looks like something else we can't say on this show.
Not today.
Thank you.
It's really good under
that hat. I told you
yesterday,
I go, you said I looked good in a hat. And you go, that's because it covered up your hair.
I didn't say that. I didn't.
Laughed. And so Chris comes in today.
No, I didn't say that.
God bless that sweet man, who he would not care if I shaved all my hair off and gained 400 pounds. You know that man. That. He comes in, Rebecca, and he goes, so when are you going to cut your hair? And I go, I don't know. It's just in my list of things I've got going on right now, it's really even still not at the top of the list. And he goes, oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
He does not care because
I do not.
You
got a broken picker, do you?
There it is right there. There it is. Wait, play it again. Play it again.
You got a broken picker, do you?
Wow.
You went,
got a broken picker, do you?
Do you?
Full on.
You went full-blown southern Mississippi.
I did not even know I did that.
Yes. Yes.
You got a broken picker, do you?
You got a broken picker, do you? You got a broken picker, do you?
That's great. You know, at some point, we've got to call my Aunt Stacy, my mom's youngest sister, who's closer to my age than my mom's age. She is full on lived in Mississippi on the Back Bay for 30 years. And you think
on the Back Bay?
She'll say, you all. But she is thick.
You got a broken picker, do you?
Worse than that, southern accent.
You got a broken picker, do you?
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me. Once she's a friend of mine. Take it easy.
Sometimes we're doing a topic, we kind of swerve into a secondary topic. Somebody writes in, my wife has been married 4 times to 3 men. She married the first one twice. I never did understand it. This is my first and only marriage. We've been married for 27 years, but she did have a broken picker, Dana. She had a broken picker, did she?
You got a broken picker, do you?
So if you are listening to the bonus hour right now and you are wondering where the conversation went about the Boston bombing again, go to the podcast hour 3. You will find it living there.
Yes, we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock or 3rd hour of the program today. But we had teased the Boston bomber appeal. And so the 3 o'clock hour is our bonus hour. So those of you who are now listening at 6 o'clock tonight, it's kind of weird talking in the future.
Yes, if that could be more confusing, yes. Just go to the podcast.
So those of you listening this evening in the 6 o'clock hour.
Hour 3.
It will be hour 3 on the podcast, okay? All right. I listened to your podcast. Unfortunately, your receptionist saying the S word on the air yesterday regarding Dana's hair is not on yesterday's podcast.
Well,
what?
Really? Sam, would you like to explain that?
It's there, but we had to cut it out because you can't do that on the radio waves.
So even though we could have podcast the full 1/8 of a second where she dropped the word,
we decided not to leave any evidence behind.
When we dumped the call, it saves that way in the system. And so what you end up hearing, if you've ever wondered what does it sound like when you dump a call, the way it saves in the system.
Sounds like a broken record.
Scott asks her, it actually doesn't because I listened to it because Chris wanted to hear it. Scott asks her, now tell me again. So you're saying her hair looks like crap. And she goes to reply. And right as she replies, you just hear Scott and I wheezing on the ground. We are laughing so hard. So it goes straight from him asking her to us just on the floor stomping and laughing.
So it does sound like a broken record.
Well, the word is gone because it was collapsed into oblivion.
Because it's against the law.
Yeah.
Now, somebody writes in, Texter, I appreciate your honesty. I'm not going to give your digits out.
Please don't.
I was the best man at my first wife's wedding. Or at my wife's first wedding. Sorry.
Oh.
I was the best man at my wife's first wedding. Now, wait a minute, partner.
I was the best man
at my wife's first wedding. That means, hang on now. Hang on.
It might not mean what you think it does, but keep going.
That means that you were very close to the original groom.
Correct.
If you're the best man at the wedding.
Correct.
You're probably his best friend.
Correct.
Which means that you married your best friend's ex-wife. That is a major violation of the rules of Mandom. You can't do that.
What if he died? Does that change things?
What you're missing out on. So listen. This happens more than you think, Scott. They are married, let's say 10 years or 20 years, and there is a devastating death.
Mm-mm.
Cancer, car wreck.
Nope.
And then 3 to 5 years pass.
Nope.
And you then marry.
There are no exceptions to the rules.
Think about it. The families would know who this person is. The children would have grown up with this person. It's not as uncommon as you think. It's not. Now, could it be the other where they divorced and right away remarried and those relationships have been fractured? It could be. But I think in a lot of those cases, it's a death. Rebecca, you are absolutely right. That's why I love having another woman on this show. She and I both went there at the same time.
I'm still saying, and Texter, I appreciate the honesty. I didn't give your digits out. I hope you noticed that. I still think that is a major violation of the rules. That's like talking to a man at the urinal.
Well, it's a little more complex than talking to a man at the urinal, but okay.
You don't see a problem with that?
I just know of it happening. I don't know someone in my life personally, but I know of it happening.
You know, Hunter Biden's in the news these days. You know, he married his brother's widow?
Yes.
I mean, that to me is beyond the pale. I don't care what he did in Ukraine. That's what he should be brought up on charges for, is marrying his brother's widow.
But your in-laws wouldn't change.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you don't have to go through the awkward, hi, my name is. That's out of the way.
Wow.
Kids have the same grandparents. That's important.
All of that stays the same. And the children know.
Uncle Hunter's now Daddy Hunter.
Well, I do not think it is as rare as you think it is when there is a death that devastates all parties involved.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.